Hey, welcome to our pre-show. What a long goddamn day this was, man. Although I had a really good time. I was on the Tim Conway show on KFI. We had a great time just remembering, and Mike Crozier was there. Mike was my engineer for the three years that I was at KFI before I went to Premier Radio when our show went national. And then Tim Conway was there. I remember Timmy and Chris Little. Goddamn, Chris is our news director. I thought it was Tim Conway. I called him Tim. It was great, man. It was great seeing those guys. Then I almost didn't get out of the motherfucking parking garage. Maybe I'm getting old or something, man. They gave me a barcode. There's a fucking ticket you get with a barcode on it. And when you leave, you put the barcode there and that tells you how much you owe. Okay, great. So I had my little barcode ticket, but then they gave me a validation barcode ticket. So once I put my barcode ticket in there and then it asked me to pay, I'm supposed to put my little validation ticket in there. Well, I'll be a son of a bitch if I put that motherfucker under that goddamn barcode reader every which way I knew how. It read the first one, didn't read the second one. I wound up putting a credit card in there. And even then it was difficult. And I'm thinking, what the fuck am I losing here, man? Is that, what am I not knowing? What am I not seeing? Maybe I'm not paying attention to something. Any fucking way. I saw one guy having a problem with it, so I knew it couldn't all be me. But I finally got my ass out of there, and it was at where KFI is located now. They're in Burbank on Olive. They're in the same building with Morton's Steakhouse. I mean, and I looked at the guys. I go, you must have some fucking good times here, man. You know, Tim was saying, it's not like the old days. You know, you get off the air and you go over and have a drink, right? You see people from the station. You get off the air, you'd go next door, wherever it was, to Jolly Roger, whatever the bar was. You'd sit down and start, you know, popping a couple of drinks, and other people would be there that you knew from the station. And you start laughing and talking, and next thing you know, you're there for a couple of hours. He said, it's not like that anymore. I said, really? He said, yeah, because after 10 o'clock at night, even though there's 8 fucking radio stations in this complex, 8, there's just one guy overseeing all of it because it's all automated. So I understand how times change. I get how technology changes things. And God knows, I used to listen to the old-timers when I was a kid talking about how things have changed. It ain't the way it used to be. And you'd sit there and go, get over it, is basically what you were thinking. So I know that if I start bitching about how it used to be, people say the same thing. And I understand and I concur. However, I will tell you, it used to be a lot of fun. We used to have a lot of fucking fun, you know. I'm telling you, man. We had a ball. I get off the air at 6 o'clock. When I worked for K-West, when I first got to L.A., I get off the air at 6 o'clock, and I go downstairs to the Jolly Roger on the ground floor of the building we were in at the corner of Cahuenga and Sunset, which now houses CNN, and I don't know what the fuck else is there. And I would get off the air at 6. I go downstairs to have a beer or whatever, and within an hour, here come a bunch of people from the sales department. Here come a bunch of people from programming, some disc jockeys. Some of these sales chicks were hot and, I mean, fucking fine. And, I better not get graphic, but, you know. You made friends, man. You made some friends. And, you know, and then, like I say, you know, times change. I get it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm not bitching and pissing and moaning. But it did kind of, I felt bad. I felt sad that 8 fucking radio stations, one guy overseeing the whole thing. And Tim says to me, remember when you get off the air at 10 o'clock? Because I did 7 to 10 at KFI back in the day for, you know, the first 3 years I was back in Los Angeles. And he said, you know, 10 o'clock at night, there's all kinds of people. I said, 10 o'clock at night, we probably had at least 30, 40, 50 people in the building working 2 radio stations, maybe more, maybe 60, 70 people working 2 radio stations. I'll tell you what we had. We had hot. What the fuck did we have in Los Angeles? Coast, which was the soft rock station. KFI, which is the album rock station. And then we had an urban CHR station. I don't know. Hot 105, or that might have been Miami. But KACE, that's what we had. KACE was the urban station. And at 10 o'clock at night, there's all kinds of motherfuckers there. It's people working all 3 stations. You know, and it was fun. Hello, hi, how you doing? Hey, what's up? You know, ships passing in the night, people saying hi, people saying hello, people saying goodnight. People saying you want to go get a pop, you know, whatever. Anyway, it was good to be back there and see everybody. And they got a really cool, I mean, the goddamn building there is huge. The office space is enormous. I don't know what they got going. I mean, I know they got 8 radio stations, but anyway. And I think one of the stations is 570. It used to be Extra Sports. I don't know what the hell they call it now, but it's the Dodger station. And they said to me, the Dodgers own part of the station. There's a way to do it. Rather than sign up a station as a flagship or sign up these radio stations to broadcast your games, just buy a fucking station. That way you don't have to worry about what anybody's saying about your team, you know. Okay, today we have Drs. Raccoon and Baboon. I don't know, I'm going to wing this thing. We'll find out where we go with it. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Welcome, everyone. My name is Dr. Batonade Baboon. No, Batonade Raccoon. Batonade, that's it. And with me is Dr. Eginton Baboon. Good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Eginton Raccoon. And with shit. Good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Eginton Raccoon, and with me is Dr. Forthright Baboon. This is the Raccoon Baboon Report. Fuck me. What is that noise, man? Wait a minute. Shut up. Here we go. Eginton Raccoon Guthrie Baboon. That's his name. Good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Eginton Raccoon, and with me is Dr. Guthrie Baboon. This, then, is the Raccoon Baboon Report.
And I am Dr. Baboon, and it was Dr. Raccoon who said, this is the Raccoon Baboon Report. It's not the Raccoon Baboon.
Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, bitch. Wait a fucking minute, bitch. Good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Eginton Raccoon, and with me is Dr. Guthrie Baboon. This is the Eginton Raccoon and Guthrie Bababoon Report.
And to clarify, we call it the Eginton Guthrie and the Eginton Fuck Cunt
Bababoon.